not paying your bill in a restaurant and having to do the dishes. Nobody makes you do that, although we've never established this morning what they do make you do in a restaurant if you can't pay the bill. Do they simply call the police? Is it as boring as that? Or have you...
As you know, of course, I had that situation once.
Oh, no, I don't know this.
No, you do. Maybe you've suffered your own amnesia for the last few years. But the waitress is very kindly chipped in and settled the bill for me.
Oh, no, it was in a very hard-class hotel.
Hang on, this would have been the lesbian restaurant on Charing Cross Road, am I right?
Not quite, no.
Why would waitresses chip in and help you pay your bill?
Because there was no other alternative. They didn't need anybody to do the dishes.
I can think of one. Anyway, but they literally chipped. What restaurant was this?
It was the Hilton Hotel in London.
She's good. She's really good.
So you went. You pitched up at the Hilton with no money.
Well, I thought I had some money and I didn't. I thought the person with me had money and they didn't.
So what you're saying to everyone here in London is, by the way, the Hilton's good for a touch. You can go there and the poor hard-working waitresses will give over their tips to support BBC presenters.
To be honest, it wasn't a full-class meal. It was just coffees and croissants.
I've heard it's a dump.
Yeah. So what happened? You went to your pocket and you had no money.
I think my memory is dim on this one, but
there certainly wasn't enough, and they dropped it up. Once again,
you've dropped in, and the person you were with also had no money.
I should have known that. Where have you come from, the no money convention?
What was happening?
Yes, I think that pretty much sums it up.
And they paid for you. That's extraordinary.
Very, very, very nice.